Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. This is a special edition of Straight Talk in connection with the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II, September 2nd, 2005. And our guests for this very extraordinary show will be three real heroes. Two will be here with us in person. One will be honored posthumously. Our first guest is Clark Higginis, attorney. Clark, welcome to our show.
Hi, here.
Clark served with the air paratroopers in World War II and was dropped behind enemy lines the day before D-Day. On June 6, 1945, Clark parachuted in behind German lines to secure the bridges. We saw that in The Longest Day and in Saving Private Ryan. And Clark, first, on behalf of a grateful nation, many years later, thank you again for your service.
You're welcome.
What was it like?
Scary. I was plenty scared. And all the rest of them were, too. And I can say that when I came down, I got shot in the rear from a German down below who was alerted because of the pending invasion. And that's how I got baptized. And of course, I had a very mild wound in a sense. It only skimmed the skin and kind of made it a little burn a little bit.
And your mission was to secure the bridges so that the Germans could not bring reinforcements up to the front?
That's right. That's exactly right. When I dropped in, by the time you recognize it, two or three more men had dropped. And a Frenchman came out of his house and he says, Yankee. And pretty soon another man came down and the Frenchman says, watch out for those bombs which were in the soil. What do they call them?
Mines,
that's right. And as we left the place where we landed, we went two or three blocks, and we had small crackers.
The clickers, they were in the movie, so you could identify each other. The clickers,
That's right. We were supposed to click those when we suspected someone was in the vicinity. And all of a sudden we came. One fellow says, halt. And he had kind of a German accent or a sense. So we all fired away. And all we could hear was groans. We apparently knocked out a couple of German personnel.
And you actually captured some Germans.
Later on, not that time, but later on we made that picture.
Okay, here's a picture of Clark and his platoon mates. Here's Clark on the left. And this is on June 8th. Here's Clark over here. This is the day after D-Day, 2 days after you jumped in.
I think it was January 8th. On the
It says June 8th, 1944.
Uh-huh.
D-Day plus one.
We captured the Germans and they put them over in a stockade, maybe half a mile away, and took that picture. And we're pretty proud of it.
Absolutely. And you went on to have seven or eight kids, one of whom is a good friend of mine. And but you survived a very harrowing experience.
Right. Well, thank you.
I'm sure you can remember it vividly to this day.
Yes. I remember almost everything that happened. By the time I got up to where the bridges were, an officer I knew, his name was Turner Chambliss, a West Pointer. And he and I decided to run across the bridge to find out whether or not there was anything on the other side. When we got there, we saw some tanks and some personnel in. So we ran back to the other side of the bridge as fast as we could. As you can see right here in the picture, the sloping point is a...
Oh, tanks in the background.
Yes, that's right.
Whose tanks were the... We can't see tanks in the background. Who?
I don't know.
Were they our tanks or their tanks?
I don't know. So let me tell you about Turner Chambliss. We came running back across the bridge. We jumped down out of breath, wondering when these guys were going to attack us. So Turner and I started conferring, and we thought we ought to ask for some naval shelling. And I was sitting down there, laying down there with him, Turner Chambliss, and all of a sudden he quit talking to me. And I was rolled over, and he'd been shot right square in the mouth by a sniper. And so everybody became a little bit more careful that time.
It's, I guess you cannot really describe what it's like to be in combat until you've been in combat.
Scared.
Scary.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Tom Brokaw referred to you and your brethren as the greatest generation, and I think...
I've heard that.
Uh-huh. I think it's true.
Uh-huh.
You did what needed to be done.
Well, uh-huh. And you had a job in front of you, and you had to do it. You had no way to back out.
Was there a sense, before you got on the plane, to jump in? I mean, did you all realize how important this was, that this was critical to the success, that the Normandy invasion be a success?
I didn't think about that, but I just thought about being scared. Everybody was scared.
Well, that just shows that you're a rational human being. If you're not scared, you're somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just have a half minute left, Clark. What would you like to say to the young generation about the role of the military?
I have nothing to say. I don't know what kind of advice to give them. Wars are different these days than they were back in the time of World War II. So I really have great sympathy for the soldiers who have to serve in Iraq.
Yes. And by all reports, they are very professional and they are doing a very good job under very, very difficult circumstances.
Right. They don't get much sympathy. At least they don't make it sympathy, but they don't get any feeling of something going wrong.
Sure, sure. Well, again, thank you and your brethren and really your generation for your service to the country and helping to secure our liberties.
Okay, thank you very much.
Stay with us. We'll be back with our next very impressive guest after these messages.